USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. inflation eased slightly in September to 8.2%, but underlying prices, excluding energy and food, accelerated to a new four-decade high of 6.6%. The president saying he's doing his best to tame 40-year high inflation.
Before I begin, let me say a few words quickly about today's report on inflation. Americans are squeezed by the cost of living. It's been true for years, and folks don't need a report to tell them they're being squeezed. Fighting this battle every day is a key reason why I ran for president of the United States.
The Democratic-led January House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol voted to issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump for testimony and documents. A Florida jury returns a sentence of life in prison without parole for the 2018 Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Fred Gutenberg's 14-year-old daughter was killed during the attack. Gutenberg says the expected sentence stuns him.
He is going to go to prison, and he will die in prison. And I will be waiting to read the news on that.
The judge still needs to formally issue the sentence next month. The prosecutors are requesting that the victim impact statements be taken into account. Netflix is set to charge $6.99 a month for its new ad-supported plan. The ads will be 15 or 30 seconds long and will play before and during the streaming giant's content. The new plan launches on November 3rd. Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply higher despite more proof that inflation is rising. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 827 points to close Thursday at 3038. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Flags are being lowered in Connecticut for two police officers who were killed and a third who was seriously injured while responding to a domestic violence call overnight. Governor Ned Lamont has released a statement saying the two officers died in the line of duty and ordered all U.S. and state flags in Connecticut to be lowered to half staff. In August, the Biden administration announced that eligible American students will be able to apply for thousands of dollars in student loan forgiveness. Many Republicans oppose the idea, stating that they believe taxpayers will be on the hook. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy says he doesn't think the administration should have the power to make that decision.
It's just a frivolous campaign promise that he's trying to fulfill to his far left.
The UN General Assembly voted on Wednesday to condemn Russia's attempt to annex four regions of Ukraine. 143 countries supported the condemnation resolution. It calls on the international community not to recognize any of Russia's annexation claims and demands the immediate reversal of the moves. ESPN NFL analyst Troy Aikman says he regrets making a remark that some critics deem to be sexist. Aikman, during Monday night's football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Las Vegas Raiders, suggested the league take the dresses off when it comes to roughing penalties. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.